Okay, my dears, welcome back. And just to remind you, we are on, we're on the second of the wealth clearings. And, got something here. There we go, cancel that. Okay. So we're clearing blocks to fame, celebrity, being visible, clearing past life suffering. So that is what we are working on. Very good. And we're back. I can do, I have an idea here. There it is. While we're clearing, let me go into a little more detail about what we're clearing. That might be really interesting for you guys. So just bring this back up. And we'll bring this one up. And amplification. And so as you're clearing on the wealth pictures, satanic or dark energy. And some of you have asked where that comes from. And that has probably existed since the beginning of time, you know, the darkness and light. Because light is defined by darkness. However, there's been a great deal of darkness on the planet. And let's see, and the parts of light and darkness on the planet now, over 70% darkness to about 10% light, and about 20% kind of in that gray zone in the middle. So a lot of darkness is affecting the planet and also affecting our bodies, obviously. And then Lucifer Stops, and like I mentioned, this is relatively new. I've only been working with Lucifer Stops a couple months, and we'd find that rarely, but once in a while, somebody would go through the VIP program and not really have the big shifts that everybody else had, the VIP program being the brain regeneration program. And what I discovered was the fallen angel Lucifer had put into the blueprint stops in specific places. So it doesn't work to remove all the Lucifer stops in one fell swoop from your blueprint. It probably would. I'm getting a no, so you have to kind of know where they are. So they're kind of wired in that you have to consciously know where you're removing them from. Okay, so those are Lucifer stops, and they would actually literally, like, you do all the regeneration or all the clearing, and people wouldn't notice anything change. It would just, like, not really change. And so the Lucifer stops have been a real breakthrough for a lot of people when we're looking at really transforming how their experience and how they're feeling. So really, really huge transformation for people. Okay, and then we're looking at soul contracts. And people, a lot of times they say, I have soul contracts with so-and-so or such-and-such. And that may be true that you have soul contracts with other people. But the soul contracts we're looking at here are soul contracts that really are causing you problems and aren't contracts you particularly want to have. And when I've tested all of these soul contracts that are in people's way that prevent people from moving forward are with Satan. Now, how in the world would you get a soul contract with Satan? I honestly feel that it has something to do with darkness and light, and we were allowed to experience darkness so that we could grow, and so there was permission to experience darkness, and so this is part of our ability to grow. And then there's a place where you won't need that, you know, you won't need to have darkness and light to grow, but in adversity, oftentimes, is when we make our big shifts. And so I believe that these soul contracts were allowed to happen. Unfortunately, the field of amplification has made them so out of control, so many of them. So the soul contracts are soul contracts with Satan. They're really troublesome. They're in the billions a lot of times. And maybe you started out with one or two contracts, and then they got amplified. So they've just continued and continued. And I think I've mentioned this. I feel like some of this stuff is really amplified by modern technology, movies, video games, things like that. So you're exposed to a lot of it if you're watching an action movie or, you know, whatever, a horror movie or a thriller or whatever. You're getting a lot of amplification fuel. Demonic curses. Those are from demons, obviously. And how in the world would we get a demonic curse? And the first thing is that everybody can have them in their space, but on some level you have to believe that someone can curse you or something can curse you for them to really exist. I mean, you have to clear them out because maybe you believed in it in another life and you don't necessarily believe it in this life. So they're not new curses, but they do exist in your space. So you have to clear them out. Evil spirit curses are actually the curses that people, you know, really take a stand against you and put an evil spirit curse on you. The lawyer who had adopted a little girl from one of the countries in South America, he had like the real big curse thing put on him. And we had 27 steps that we did. We just sat in class like we are today, and we used him as an example to look at an evil spirit curse, and we pulled off massive, massive, massive amounts of curse. And he really lightened up afterwards. So that was really an eye-opener that evil spirits, people in bodies putting curses on you, can stay, those curses can stay with you lifetime after lifetime. Satanic curses, the same thing, kind of in the soul contract arena, but curses, so, you know, harmful, and you weren't in agreement to them. Soul contracts, on some level, you were in agreement to them. And then cycles, we've talked about things like the moon cycle or your period or a yearly cycle or every time this happens, you know, fall in love cycle. Timelines can extend out in front and back. They can go to the beginning and end of your life. And timelines, like we were looking at, we're clearing little time bombs. So events that are triggered on the timeline. So they're just sitting there waiting to go off. So those in amplification, these are really the programs that we clear in amplification. And then we've already done all of this stuff, but just to remind you that in amplification we have ghosts, either dead or with a body, can occupy you, so somebody with a body. Evil spirits, they're always without a body. And then we also added just spirits. So things that tag along, just human spirits that tag along that don't have bodies, demons, transmortals, aliens, entities, wormholes, and wormholes come from transmortals, mechanisms including embedding come from aliens, seeds come from aliens, implants come from aliens, and then in amplification, you can also clear karma in this space of amplification. Okay, and we're clearing your fame, your celebrity, and then any trauma from past lives. And where we're going to find a lot of this will be in this area in perception. So fame and success and being visible, a lot of that dissipated or disappeared or is repressed because you've had something bad happen to you in this life or other lifetimes or a buildup. So group mind, which is a meme, like, oh, it's not good to be visible, or how could you be visible, or we don't agree that you should be visible. I have one student in one of the European countries who's really struggles with her church, like she's not supposed to be a health activator. And there's just a tremendous amount of weight from group mind from her church, which is very important to her. It's her entire culture is in her, her weekly activities with the church. So we've got group mind virus, which we talked about. Group mind virus, a worst example would be like a Hitler kind of situation. Curses are things that you say yourself, or not to yourself, but you'll say something bad about somebody and that ends up being a curse in their space. So if you tested, it would be a really good experiment to clear all the curses you've ever put in anybody's space. Or when you clear karma, if you cleared curses also, you'd be giving yourself and them a gift. So let me see. If everybody on the call cleared curses from everyone they have karma with, how long would it take? 40 days pumping around the clock. We could get to zero on all the curses that you guys have put on people. And I know you're all very loving beings, but understand that this builds up over lifetimes. So it would take 40 days without ever going to sleep for you to clear all the curses. So that's pretty crazy, huh? Black magic, again, just to remind you, black magic is something that you say about yourself that's maybe negative. Like, oh, I can't do that, or I'm not thin enough, or I'm really not pretty enough, or I'm not smart enough, I really can't do that. I always get bad grades. I always get in the worst car accidents. Just goofy things that you would say about yourself. I'm canceling all that right now. But those especially when it's built up, you put a lot of thought forms in your field when you say those kind of things. So that would be really adding to really the negative scenario in your field. Yeah, yes, Elizabeth, great. Yeah, I think that would be fantastic. It's certainly not part of karma clearing, but it would be fantastic. And Sharon's going, oh my goodness, yeah. So with the 40 days of clearing curses, that's quite a lot. But you keep looking at, if you just look at this as a lifetime project, when I clear all the violence and I've been clearing all the cords and clearing karma, I think I've cleared karma with like 400 people now. So understand that this is a lifetime project. And the more you peel away, the more authentically you appear to everyone else and the more loving and easy you are. So very, very well worth it. And if you were to just clear all the black magic, and each person were to just clear the black magic, stuff that they've put on themselves, how many days would it take to clear? About 13 and a half days without going to sleep, and you could clear all the black magic you put on yourself. So that's big. So you've got 40 days of curses with others and 13 and a half days of clearing black magic for yourself. I write this down as a note and start working on this. So when you get in the car and you drive, and you're driving for 4 hours, just pump the whole time and just clear. Or if you're, just sitting watching a movie or something, pump. I actually, when I go out to the movies, my hand is pumping and I'm always working on a project. So I'm driving, unless I'm really on a windy mountain road, I'm pumping. I'm just like, oh, it's time that I'm just sitting here. I'm just going to clear this. So understand that you can change your reality so profoundly. The more you clear, the more awake and aware you get, the more clear you are with everybody else too. So people understand you better, you're received more lovingly. So it's really amazing. Okay, and then atheist thought forms that I don't believe. And you know, you think, well, I'm not an atheist, I don't have those thought forms. But you know, I found goofy things in my space, like I've grown back glands and organs for people and for myself. I've grown back my tonsils and my adenoids. And when I tested, I had this belief that my ovaries were gone. And I believed it so strongly that my spiritual ovaries were gone. And that's atheist. That's an atheist thought form. So I've replaced that with my ovaries are growing back and my spiritual ovaries are, you know, beautiful, healthy, in place. So the atheist thought forms may be, you know, things that you don't even recognize. But if you have an idea that you can't grow younger, or you have an idea that you can't grow healthier, or, you know, well, I've always had difficult digestion, it's never going to heal, or I'm just going to, you know, whatever. You've got to look at that. That's an atheist thought form. So if everybody in the group cleared all of the atheist thought forms so that they were freely able to access divine mind and see what they could generate and create, how long would it take to clear atheist thought forms for everybody? 70 days without going to sleep. 70 days. And those are your own thought forms. So we have a tremendous, tremendous influence from atheist thought forms. People tell us, I mean, I know that my parents always want to inform me about how bad it is when you grow older. And then they, you know, I had that funny thing where my mom talked it over with her girlfriend and they decided there was something wrong with me because I looked younger than I should. I looked like the daughter of my children is what the conclusion was. And like, how could that be? There's something wrong with you. So, abs of steel is waiting for me, LOL. Exactly. So why don't we look at group mind, too? So any group mind, if you were to clear all of group mind, I'm just going to give you days. So we're probably going to be clearing for a couple years on these projects. But all group mind that really prevents you from being extraordinary and being in love with your life, if everybody were to clear group mind, how many days would it clear for them to be completely free of group mind? Looks like 22 days. And on group mind virus, and I would expect this to be smaller, so if everybody cleared, for how many days would they have to clear for group mind virus to be completely clear of group mind virus? 8 days, okay? All right. So we've got some good numbers here on trauma from past lives and also this life, to be completely free and clear of those traumas and how they affect you in this life. Wow, 112 days. So clearly, trauma from past lives really, really influences and changes, alters the way you are. And I would say that it will have as strong an effect as how your emotional brain developed. So that's also a fantastic one to really you know, pick up some speed and start clearing. Okay, so there looks like some questions. P.S. I imagine just replacing 1 or 2 hours of sleep a night with listening to beautiful meditation or something while pumping would do such an energizing difference. Absolutely would. Uh-huh. This clearing is really disturbing energies within myself. I feel sleepy, droopy, pressure in my head and reflux, and I don't usually have this. Now the back left scapula. Any suggestions, dear Julie? Yeah, I would say because we're cleaning out, you know, your ability to be visible, to be seen. So I would say this is not me. I no longer need this energy. The strange feelings that you're feeling in your body are, you know, what you've wired into your body to protect you from getting hurt again. And so you've got to tell your body, I'm in a different time, I'm in a different era, there's nobody burned at the stake anymore, and certainly not where I live. And this is an era where people want to have beautiful health practitioners and health activators helping them. This is, you know, so you talk to your body and you understand, hey, I can be free now. I can be myself. I can exist in the world safely. And I think the thing that you probably, you know, we didn't know about in past lives is what your consistent thoughts are is what amplifies in your field. And so if you were seeing your friends getting punished and tortured and you were thinking, well, that's probably going to happen to me at some point too, that's not happening in this lifetime. As a matter of fact, you might look at beautiful examples like myself, like Jack Canfield and Marcy Shimoff and Jennifer McLean. And, you know, I mean, there's probably 100 leaders who are out in the world completely safe doing their work. So that I would say that, you might also wire in, I can be seen and visible and feel completely safe. I mean, that I think that that, let's add that in for you. And for anybody else who is having any kinesthetic response, and feel safe, you know, every minute of the day, and just feel really safe. Okay, and Elizabeth, what if we cleared about disciplining our mind? Yeah, that would be a great one, Elizabeth, to, you know, once we've gone through some of this stuff, that would be a great after class one to. I enjoy living with a disciplined mind, you know, like you could do that. That would be great. Okay, and if we were to, let's just back up, and I'm going to give you kind of time amounts of time it would take to clear. So if you cleared all the satanic or dark energies affecting you today, how many days would it take to clear you? 72 days. And if you cleared all the Lucifer stops that are affecting you, all of the Lucifer stops that have any relationship to you, 8 days. And if you cleared all the soul contracts that are affecting you negatively from others, from yourself, how long would that take? 12 days. If you cleared all the demonic curses, how long would that take? 2 days. Evil spirit curses. 13 hours. Now, it would be different for different people, so some of you will have more and some of you will have less, but that's kind of the overall. Satanic curses, 3 hours, so not so much time. And then cycles that are affecting you negatively, if you spent time clearing that, how much time would that take? 60 days. And then if you really cleaned off the timeline so that it no longer had any time bombs of any kind, how long would that take? 4 days. 4 days. Okay, good. So it's just, I'm just wanting you to have a sense that you have the power to clear yourself to zero on all these. You could do that. It's it's a commitment for the next few years. Could we clear any of these at the same time, or would we need to work on each one separately? Let me just see, because my intuition says no, you're going to have to clear them separately. Can you do? Oh, I see. You could have this list and be clearing them, but it's going to take the time it takes. So you're not going to be able to do double duty. You're going to clear one and then the next one and the next one, but you could have the whole list in front of you with the intention of getting to the bottom. Thank you very much. When you said your name and Jack's, something shifted in me, and now I can see more clearly, although my heart is pounding. I, however, am claiming that, LOL, I can be seen and visible, feel completely safe every minute of the day.
gratitude.
Beautiful, beautiful. And if you have a racing heart, you may have a spirit, could be an evil spirit or just a spirit who's been traveling with you, who you've had an agreement to keep you safe. So you need to end the agreement with the spirit, because that would make you feel like you're not safe. If your heart is racing, you're like in fear or terror. So you need to end the agreement with the spirit and move that spirit out of your space completely. And then R, the number of days for all of us together. No, that is if one person were just taking it on themselves. So I actually wouldn't even imagine us all sitting for like 2 years pumping night and day. I couldn't really see that happening. So it would be if you took that on and cleared that for yourself. Good questions. I love it. Okay, and Crystal, is it best to stay, start with serious Lucifer stops so as to be free and enjoy the benefits, maybe secondary in line to the effect of instant curses, allowing curses? Okay, here's what I think. I think that if you have skill in muscle testing, you can test priority. I always clear Lucifer stops first, and gosh, if it's 8 days to clear all the Lucifer stops, that's not that many days. I mean, if you did, you know, like a month of clearing, you wouldn't have those anymore, so that would be fantastic. But you can muscle test and see on priority, what is your highest priority? So is it amplification? Is it perception? And I think for most people, you'll, let's see, on Lucifer stops, most important. The most important things, I think, to clear first are black magic, things you say against yourself, atheist thought forms. Those seem to be, like, very high. Black magic, atheist thought forms aren't as high, so black magic. Group mind virus especially. Is it best to start? Okay, that one I answered. Sorry, some writing errors. That's okay. Vanya, is it going to help if we just play the replays while sleeping? I do it sometimes. Everything helps. Yeah, everything helps. And you're welcome, Crystal. So this isn't to scare you. It's to actually show you the volume and why you know, we are clearing something and it takes so long. It feels like it takes so long, but we only have 7 hours a day for 7 days to clear as much as we can clear, and we're doing all different types of clearing. So if you were to clear all emotional thought forms that were disruptive in your space, how long would it take? So as a group, we'll just do an average. 9 days, emotional body. 6 days, etheric body. 7 days, emotional brain. 70 days. If you cleared all the shared energy that's in your body, how many days would it take? Three hours. And if you cleared all the cords that are attached to your body, how long would it take? 4 hours. And if you cleared all the contracts that you have with people, how long would that take? 9 hours. If you cleared all the agreements, how long would that take? 12 hours. And karma, if you cleared all the karma with all the people that you know and everyone who you've ever interacted with, how long would that take? 70 days. We did cycles and timelines. Good. Okay. So just, you know. And then DNA, and here's an interesting thing. So if you cleared all DNA that was harming you or working against you, how long would that take? 80 days? Wow, 80 days. And if you cleared all the programs that are harming you from your bloodline, how many days would that take? 32 days. Fascinating. And how long would it take if you, because I think this is part of the God DNA, is if you'd have to clear all the negative, the programs that were harming you. So if you cleared all the negative programs and DNA that were harming you, would you then have God DNA? And the answer is yes, you would. You would have God DNA. So if you removed all those programs that are harming you, you would have God DNA. Allergies also create a racing heart. That's true. Uh-huh. But she's going through what she's described, a lot of energy from this clearing that we're doing. Are these averages for wealth alone or... No, it's for everything, not just wealth. The days are for every single thing in your space, not just wealth. Thank you for pounding did stop and releasing with heat. Thank you so much. Good. Okay, good. I'm really glad to hear that. By the way, allergies, yes, they're real. Like they're a medical fact. And yet you can clear allergies. And then you've got to look at what the players are, whether the chemistry is imbalanced, or it's spiritual parasites or some curses or what's holding things in place so that you can just live free of allergies. Your body wasn't meant to be allergic to anything. Obviously, it might be sensitive to things that are toxic, but you're meant to actually have joy, grace, and ease. So you can, with the same processes we're doing here, you can ferret out where the allergies are coming from. And understanding really what to do when you're, so that it, actually you can just clear the allergies and so that you don't have them anymore. And we haven't touched on this slide yet, but I'm going to drop us down to the next slide, which is cellular neogenesis. And if we were to regenerate the entire body, would we need to do all the clearings before we regenerated to have the bodies reverse dramatically in age? No. Would we need to clear for more than one day? Yes. More than two? No. So if you cleared for 27 hours on all the things that would prevent you from growing younger, 27 hours, would the cellular neogenesis be more potent, more powerful? More potent, more powerful. Would people successfully grow younger? I get a yes. I get a yes pretty strongly. Okay, that's a good thing. So tomorrow afternoon we're going to be learning how to regenerate the cells, cellular neogenesis. And at that point, you might dedicate 27 hours to clearing everything that prevents you from growing younger. Okay. And I'm coming back on the screen now so you can see me. Okay. My eyesight is clear, more contrast, and I have been wearing glasses since I was 9 years old, feeling washed out, but glad that this clearing is going on. Thank you. You're welcome. You are very welcome. It's getting warm in here. I do have a blouse on. It doesn't look like I do. There. See, I have a really pretty, styly blouse. And it's very toasty warm. It's a warm Saturday with the sun shining and beautiful here. My skin is glowing from heat. It's funny. If somebody watches this video and they just come in, they'll think, what in the world is this video about? Well, that's good to know. This didn't take so long, yay. Good. If I can. I'll put another playlist on for you guys. I'm a little on the tired side for talking, but I'm bumping, just like you guys are. Let me get another playlist out for us. Screen share. There we go.
From the beginning of humanity, there has always been your divine human blueprint. And that blueprint provides a way for you to stay young, youthful, and vibrant for really hundreds of years. And I'm not kidding, hundreds of years. And through time, you and I have forgotten the blueprint. And what's so exciting now is to remember how to access the blueprint and maintain our vibrancy, our youthfulness, and really have life extension as a result of accessing the Divine Human Blueprint. By the way, my name is Julie Renee, and I am a Master Health Activator, and I'm the author of Your Divine Human Blueprint, the book that really describes step by step and piece by piece how to access your Divine Human Blueprint. Now, there's a few things that are wired into us that are innate to helping us stay young and vibrant. Our sympathetic and parasympathetic systems help us to protect ourselves. The sympathetic system is to protect and to stay safe. And the parasympathetic system, or the relaxed system, is a system for regeneration. So we need time to regenerate. Now, you can be out in nature and have both the parasympathetic system kicked in, and then you can have the natural healing qualities that happen in nature also support the process of rejuvenation, regeneration, and really living life in balance. So getting out in nature is very important, and it really restores the negative and positive ions so that you don't have too many of the positive ions which affect your body in a negative way. Another very simple treatment is to breathe in pink and breathe out any negative energy. And if you were breathing just pink or pink and gold energy for an hour a day, say you had an hour commute to work, you would actually be 10 years younger in just 1 year if you breathed in and out pink and gold energy for an hour a day. Pretty cool, huh?
Hey there, Julie Renee here. We're going to talk a little bit about muscle testing. So we're looking for this fourth finger on the right hand. And what I'd like you to be doing is pressing down and actually using your other hand. I've got my other hand holding the camera here. But so you're going to be pushing down with like your first finger from the left hand onto this fourth finger of the right hand. And what we're asking from the hand is whether it's really a yes-no answer. So is this true or not true? And your body has an innate intelligence, and so it understands truth versus not true. Now, one of the things I'd like you to be considering is if you're not getting accurate muscle testing and kinesiology readings, that you need to start thinking about clearing your hands and getting really grounded and centered into your body before you do the muscle testing. So step one with muscle testing is to ask, is this, like for me, I'll say, I am Julie Renee, or I'm Julie Renee Doring. And if I get a yes, then I know that I'm accurate with my muscle testing and I'm in the truth-telling zone. If I get a no, it means that I'm detached from my body, or there's some energy that's moving through my hands that isn't me. And so one of the things you can do to clear that is use gold energy and pump gold energy into your hands for a while before you do muscle testing. In any case, you need to clear your hands until you get a yes on who you are before you read anybody else. So you have to, if you're Christine, it's I'm Christine Wilson. If you're Laura, it's I'm Laura Darby. If you're Anastasia, it's I'm Anastasia. So just each one of you, Rachel, Mark, you know, the whole group, Marty, everybody, Tommy, use your name and test to see if it's you. And if not, start pumping gold energy into your hands and check every few minutes to see if your hands have cleared. Okay, that's all for now. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Some people ask me, is it 100%? Do 100% of people get this phenomenal result? And I have to say no, it's not 100%. It's meant to be 100%. But there are some people who maybe their energy is lower energy, like they're angry or they're bitter or they're blaming or they're resentful. There's lots of reasons where your body won't get the 100% healing. So we can really restore it. And we can give you all the lifestyle tips and all of that, but it will work if you're in gratitude and celebration and we're able to really get in first to the brain and then to the other areas of the body. And some people don't get the same result. And typically those are people who really haven't self-actualized, who aren't saying, this is my problem and I'm going to get better. They're people who are looking to have anybody else fix them. There's something really amazing that happens with self-responsibility. Like when a person really holds it that this is my project, then we can work together and, you know, really bring the power of the Divine Human Blueprint, which is our original blueprint. It's what we were created. We were designed as human beings from the very beginning of human beings and bodies. This is the blueprint. It's as ancient as humanity. And it's powerful, and it can restore you.
Hi, and welcome to Activate. I'm Julie Renee, and I'll be your guide for the program. I help ambitious women leaders who...
All right, Triambakam mantra. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatu.
Are there anybody energy techniques to multiply the quantum pump effect, say like tantric cosmic orbit technique, or is this better to stay away from and leave out just doing the plain pump?
I don't get a yes on that. Obviously, when we're chanting these high
mantras, these holy mantras that are so powerful, they're helping with the making the process go a little faster. So the mantras are good. I did not get the tantra description that you had given. I don't get that as a yes. I think the one thing is, I mean, we're pumping, and you want to get your energy high. I know when I learned about the quantum field, it was really like I raised my energy as high as I could by chanting and singing, and really just singing like love songs to God. So everything I sang like, I love you, God. Everything had that kind of fuel to it. And my energy went really high up. There's things like communion that can make your energy go high up also. And when your energy is higher, things may go, they definitely will go faster. So if I were to test for myself, not just working with you with the group, my numbers would be way shorter on days to clear things. So because my energy is high on a regular basis. And then if I really amplified my energy, like got myself just completely blissed out in like sanctuary temple space or divine space, it would go faster. So it definitely goes faster when you're, you know, in bliss and when you're connected with the divine. Let's see. Oh, okay, so, okay, no, there are other forms may be compatible. Exactly. Love singing, really powerful. Good. Yeah, so I think you're just going to have to test and just say, will this amplify my connection with the quantum pleasure field? Because that's what you're really up to. The more you can stay in pleasure, and I realize the whole group is really fatigued at this moment. I can feel the energy of the group. There might be a few of you that are energized, like three of you are energized, and the rest of the group is kind of like, okay, this is the fifth day, and we're in the last few minutes of the fifth day. So I get that some of you are really tired. And so things are moving a little slower. Let me just check and see where we're at on our checklist. Oops, and the checklist went somewhere. Let's see. Are we clearing? Here's the wealth. Okay. Oh, good. Okay, so we got 100% on clearing the blocks to fame, celebrity, being visible, and clearing past life suffering. Fantastic. Okay. So the next clearing is to clear procrastination, obsession, and distraction. So we'll get that started now. We likely won't finish it. I will send you the PowerPoint, so you'll have, if you'd like to go through, I thought I had shortened it up, but you know what? It's really okay. Obviously, this stuff needed to clear from this particular group. So there's two more clearings. The last clearing after procrastination is success in my career and clearing family programs for playing small. And so that would be homework for you guys to work on for yourself, and I'll make sure that you get that PowerPoint with the class today so that you can continue to work on that. And you'll just, you know, raise your energy and clear. I don't think these are going to be as long. I think that a lot of healers have really been persecuted in other lives, and it's not safe to be visible. And I think that's why it took so long to clear. It took a really long time to clear. So that I think that that's the other ones will go fast. I'm guessing that you're going to find that they'll be easier to clear. How about clearing stuff while listening to the Love Wisdom Creek? Well, that's great. That is a great idea. We'll be doing the Love Wisdom Creek for those of you who aren't familiar with it. We'll be doing it tomorrow. It's going to be so beautiful. And hallelujah from Elizabeth. So, it's good. It's really good. Can you please type in the chat box homework? Yeah. Want to learn Tuvan Tibetan throat singing and try combining it with pumping. That would be creative. That would be creative. Let's see. This is a prayer to the God of love to provide and to protect. It's called Rama Raghava, and it's really just repeating a few words. Rama, which is the God of love, Raghava, which is also the God of love, Krishna Keshava, all gods of love. And it goes Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Krishna Keshava. So we do the chant first, Rama Raghava, three times through. And then it's Pahima, Krishna Keshava Rakshama. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Pahima. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Rakshama, Rama Raghava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. The words change. More gods of love. Vira Vitala and Narasimha.
Viravit
Vitala, Vira Vitala, Vira Vitala, Ninarasimha.
Oh, that was
Pahiman Narasimha, 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 Rakshiman Panduranga, 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 Pahiman Padmanabha, 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 Rakshiman Vishnuvamana, 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 Pahiman Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Rakshaman.
Yay! And this one is also to the God of Love, and since we're working on the love scenarios earlier in the day, let's do this one to Mana Mohana. I think we did this yesterday.
Mana Mohana Panduranga Vitala Hare, Vitala Hare, Jai Vitala Hare. Mohana Mohana Panduranga Vitala Hare. Mana Mohana Panduranga Vitala Hare. Vitala Hare. Jai Vitala Hare. Mohana Mohana Panduranga Vitala Hare.
Okay, well, I'll be sending your assignments, and you've done a wonderful job. If you feel like you just would really love to rest, don't worry, you can do this assignment later in the week. These are on the wealth clearings. You've done a wonderful job. We've cleared some love stuff. We've moved you up so that you can get to at least the fifth stage of love, which is soulmate, without any blocks or obstacles. That's fantastic. We've looked at a lot of wealth stuff. We've learned how to do mock-ups. It's amazing. It's amazing. We'll start tomorrow with a meditation to put us in the right frame of mind for the rosary. Then we'll be doing the rosary. And we'll begin regeneration tomorrow. And we'll also continue to work on regeneration on most of Monday. And if we have extra time, we'll be doing the 6 and 7 stages of love. And God DNA, we'll be working on that. So I love you. Get some rest. I'm thrilled with the progress. I think you all are doing just incredible. Really, really incredible.
So we'll see you first thing tomorrow. Vanya, there is a Facebook group called Quantum Immersion, and that is already up. It's Quantum Immersion 2015. But you respond to a post of mine, and I think that we have to create a group for you to actually make your own posts or make you all administrators, which we could also do. Heather, wonderful day. Fantastic, Heather. Yay. Feeling excited about the rosary. Fantastic. Yay. You're welcome, Jyoti. I love you. I love you all, you guys. You're amazing. Just, it's been really so remarkable to have these 5 days with you and two more precious days to come. Okay, my dears, I'm going to end the broadcast. I'll be in the chat box for a few minutes with you.